Good to have this number out, especially our visitors. We're delighted you came our way. We invite you to come back anytime you're in the area. We'll meet again Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for a midweek Bible study. Then again next Lord's Day, 9:30 for our Bible study, 10:30 for our worship. Before we begin our worship this morning, I have just a few announcements to go over. It's good to have the Friesens back with us from their journeys. We're thankful for their safe return. Those on our sick list that we want to remember, as we announced Wednesday night, Sarah Harris, who is a best sister, will have a CT scan this week to check for her cancer. So we ask that you remember her in your prayers for our good results shown from that scan. Let's continue to remember David and Amy Oglesby as they continue to stay at home because of Amy's immune system with COVID still out and around. So let's remember them. I'm not aware of any gospel meetings in the area at this time. And that's really about all the announcements that I have this morning. Is there anything else we need to mention before we begin our worship? Not those that will take part in that service this morning. If we have a moment of silence, Steve Friesen will have our scripture reading. That'll be Hebrews 12:12 through 17. Elijah Biddle will word our opening prayer. Rex Bill will be our song leader this morning. His numbers are posted on the board to my right. Noah Biddle will wait on the Lord's table this morning. Randy Jamerson will bring us the message of the hour. And Seth Biddle will close our worship with prayer. If there's no other announcements, we'll pause for a moment of silence, then we'll have our scripture reading.
As announced, I'll be reading Hebrews 12:12 through 17. Therefore, lift up your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame go out of joint, but rather be healed. Pursue peace with all men and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Watching diligently so that no one falls short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up to cause trouble and many become defiled by it. Lest there be any sexual immoral or profane person, as Esau, who for one morsel of food sold his birthright. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place for repentance, though he sought it diligently with tears.
If you'll bow with me, please. Our dear and most wonderful Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name. We're thankful for your control over the earth, for the power that you have. We acknowledge it and understand how mighty you are. Lord, we're thankful for this time that you bless us with to come together, to meet with the brethren, to offer more worship this morning, to sing songs of praise in your name, to offer up prayers together. Lord, we ask that you be with us as we go through the service, that our hearts and minds might be wholly in it to understand what we do and to do all things in accordance with your word. Lord, we're thankful for the health that you've given us, those of us here, for giving us the ability to come together from our various homes. Thank you for the safe travel that you provided us. Lord, we pray for those who are unable to be with us, for those who are dealing with physical ailments. We ask that you heal them, that they might be able to join us again. Lord, we pray for those who we've mentioned this morning, for Sarah Harris, for her tests. We ask that those go well for her. And Lord, as we do regularly, we pray for the Oglesbys, that they might be able to join us again, that we might see the end of this pandemic and to be able to come together again unhindered. Lord, we're thankful for the freedoms that we have in this country to meet together, that we have no persecution to deal with. We pray that it stay that way. We pray for those who live their lives in different countries. We ask that you, who are striving to do your work, we pray that you give them comfort and strength to persevere through that throughout all their lives, that they might be the light of the world like Jesus was and how we try to be. Lord, we're thankful for the sacrifice that Jesus gave on the cross for our sins. Help us to understand the weight of that, to carry it with us, to understand His example, and to be more like Him every day. Lord, we pray for the forgiveness of our sins, for those things that we've done that have not been in accordance with Your Word, for the thoughts that we have. We ask that You help us to be more holy, to understand Your Word, and to be able to fulfill it. Lord, we pray as we go throughout the rest of the service that it might be pleasing unto You, and that You be with us always. And it's through Your Son, Jesus' name, that we pray. Amen.
Number 683. 683.
Go ye, if the skies above you are gray, you are fields of blue.
Lord Jesus, we
This time has been set aside for us to partake of the Lord's Supper as we've been commanded on the first day of the week. And like it says here on the front of the podium, this do in remembrance of me. It's in remembrance of the sacrifice that Christ gave for us so that we can have a hope of a home in heaven with Him one day. At this time, let's offer thanks for the bread. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before You now very thankful for this time that we're able to remember Your Son and remember His sacrifice and how we're able to have a hope of home of heaven with You one day. We pray that as we partake of this bread that is in a way that is pleasing in Your sight, and we pray these things in Your Son Jesus' name. Amen. Did I overlook anyone? Let us go to God again for the fruit of the vine. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again in like manner, thinking about the precious blood of your Son, Jesus, the pure and cleansing blood that was shed on that cross for our sins. We thank you for the fruit of the vine, and we pray that as we partake of it, we are thinking of the perfect blood and partaking of it with the right hearts and in the right mindset. And it's in your Son, Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. This concludes the Lord's Supper.
Number 392. 392.
As we just sang, we are very blessed here in this country to have all the things that we have and the freedoms that we have. At this time, it's been set aside for us to give back a portion of what we've been blessed with. This is not a solicitation of funds to the visitors here, although you're welcome to give if you feel obligated. But it is a duty of the members here to give back a portion of what we've been blessed with. And with that in mind, let's go to God in prayer at this time. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you again, very thankful for everything that you've blessed us with on this earth, the ease of life that we have here, the abundance and the ability to work and to have things made with our hands. And we pray that we take none of this for granted and always see that it all comes from you. And we pray that as we give back a portion of that you've blessed us with, that we do so with the right hearts and in a way that is pleasing in your sight. And it's in your Son Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Please turn down to number 495. After this song, Brother Rainey will bring us the blessing he's prepared for today. 495.
The sound we know.